Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
It's Adriana, A-D-R-I-A-N-N-A, Sears, S-E-A-R-S.
Adriana Sears, okay, thank you.
Would you like for me to go ahead and transfer her?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Ms. Sears, I'm transferring you now. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Ms. Sears, can you hear me okay?
Yes, okay.
Yes, okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions here. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing the claim?
No.
Not yet. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you get treatment or any surgeries done?
Yes, I did have treatment.
You did have treatment.
And surgery, like a microsurgery.
Oh, okay. A microsurgery. Where did you get the surgery? What facility?
It was at the St. Luke's Health.
Is it St. Luke?
Yes. Health, H-E-A-L-T-H.
St. Luke Health. Okay. And where is that located?
Need the address?
Yes, please.
It is 17200 St. Luke's Way, The Woodlands, Texas, 77384.
Okay, you said The Woodlands, Texas?
Yes, with the S.
With the S, okay, perfect, thank you. So that's where you were treated. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Stuart Leader, L-E-D as in David, E-R.
L-E-D-E-R, okay. Dr. Leader at St. Luke's. Okay, I'm just going to copy the address here and the phone number. Do you have the phone number?
For the hospital?
Uh-huh.
Yes, 936.
Uh-huh.
647. 2577.
25. I'm sorry. 936257.
No, 936647. 2577.
647-2577. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And when you got the injection for Depo Provera, where did you get it from? What facility?
It was at that facility, the hospital.
It was the same place?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Just double checking, just because some people go to like a pharmacy or another, a primary care somewhere else. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to copy that information here. And besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, not previously.
No. Okay. And where were you? I'm sorry, when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
It was in around April 2023.
April, okay, of 2023. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that was injured by Depo Provera?
Not that I know of.
No, okay. And what is your date of birth?
April 29th, 1989.
April 29, 1989. Okay. And now I'm going to ask a few questions about the usage of the Depo Provera. Did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yeah, I used it for 3 years.
For 3 years. Okay.
It was, it was December of 2020 to April of 2023.
December of 2020 to April of 2023. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, about 3 years. And I'm sorry, give me one second. Okay, I got that. Okay. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female, okay. And I have your name here, Adriana Sears. Do you have a middle initial?
Yes. Yes, it's Y. Okay, yo-yo.
Uh-huh. Y, okay. And I do have your phone number here. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And then I have your email. Is it asears38@gmail.com?
Correct.
Yes, okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'll go ahead and continue with the intake questions. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys mm-hmm. to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Yep, okay. Are you able to open text messages and your email through your phone?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. And then for the attorneys, for the legal document, can you verify your social?
It is 628-107281.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 7281. Yeah, that's just for identification purposes since it is a legal document. Thank you for that. And then what is your current mailing address?
1405 Steel Metal. Do I need to spell it?
Yes, please.
STILLMEADOW Drive, Mesquite, spelled MESQUITE, Texas, mm-hmm. 75181.
Okay, 75181. And that's 1405, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah.
Okay, Steel Metal Drive. Okay, thank you. Is there a unit number or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. All right, and then we do have medical information. Do you happen to have a copy of your medical records that you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. All right, and then the last thing we request is just an emergency contact number in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we will contact them so that there's no disruptions in the case. And for that, is it somebody
okay.
that, would you like to provide somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
I can provide someone that lives with me.
Lives with you, okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My son.
Your son, okay. And what is the phone number?
It is, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
214
mm-hmm.
482 2411.
Okay. And his first and last name?
First name, let me spell it SEMAJ
mm-hmm.
BRE. Last name is Gassaway, spelled G-A-S-A-W-A-Y.
Okay. How do you pronounce his first name?
Samadre.
Samadre, okay. I'm sorry, you said N as in Nancy or M as in mom?
M as in mom. Samadre.
Oh, Samadre.
S-E-M-A-J.
Uh-huh. S-E-M-A-J. B-R-E or just R-E?
B as in David, R-E.
Samadre. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
S-E-M-A-D-R-E?
J. S-E-M-A-J.
J?
Yeah, D-R-E.
J-D-R-E. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. Samadre. Okay, I like that. Okay.
It's Dre for short.
Dre for short. I love that. Yes. Okay. And then it looks like that's it for the questions here. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send that document over. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with it. It's just an electronic signature and then a few initials to give permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Okay, give me one second. You said your son lives with you, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so it's the same address. All right. And you can put me on speaker now if you haven't already. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help with the document.
Okay, you're on speaker.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send that over to your email and also a text message. It's the same document on both. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up.
Okay.
All right, and you'll see it soon. It'll be from Mass Torch Strategies, or it'll have my name, Natalia.
I see it.
You see it? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just go ahead and go through it. Make sure everything's spelled correctly. And then while you do that, I'm going to pull the information for the attorney so that I can send that to you.
Okay.
Okay, I just got a notification. It looks like everything's signed. Ms. Sears, you'll also get another email with a copy of everything that you just signed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. Now, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you. They'll do a case verification call. They'll ask for any new information that they need, and then they'll let you know the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it for this call, ma'am. I'm going to send you a text message with the phone number of Pulaski Law so that you can save it on your contacts and also my direct desk line. If you have any questions or any concerns or you know somebody else that was injured, you can give me a call back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time, ma'am. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.